Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, welcome to Hour 2 of Bucco Talk. Thanks to Craig Riley. Thanks to Joel Hanrahan for joining me in Hour number 1. And the star-studded lineup continues here in Hour number 2. Oh, by the way, you can follow us on Twitter at 937TheFan, driven by Jim Shorkey Kia, Pittsburgh's number one Kia dealer. Shop all three locations at ShorkeyKia.com. And joining me later on this hour from MLB.com, does a great job covering the Pirates, is Adam Berry. Joining me now, however, is my good friend on the Fan Hotline, brought to you by workers' compensation law firm of Holland Capitis, is Greg Brown. Greg, we say we don't get a chance to talk often enough, and this is the second time since I've been doing some of these weekend shows that we've had a chance to chat. I think this is just tremendous.
Jim, I wholeheartedly agree. I wish we could do it more often, but I'll take it. Yeah, twice in a summer is more than we've chatted in quite a while.
Yes, at least like this, and not in, yeah. and not in person. I want to ask you, we'll get into the ball club and the, you know, machinations and everything else in a little bit, but first, I just wanted to kind of get, what has it been like for you? Because, of course, selfishly speaking, I'm a broadcaster. I've done a decent amount of play-by-play over the years. I can't imagine, and maybe I talked to you before you did it, asking you what it was going to be like. But now that you've actually had to do it, where you're in studio and watching from afar and you're watching a monitor, you can't get the full picture when a ball is hit toward the outfield, what's it been like from your perspective so far?
It's interesting, Jim, because when we're in the ballpark, we almost have to trick ourselves that there's no one there, and we just concentrate on what we see on the field. You're better off not, if you can, letting your eyes drift to the empty seats. You just, again, concentrate on what's going on the field. And with the job that Joe Klimchak does, the sound mixer guy at the ballpark, with that fake crowd noise, you know, you really, during the action, you don't think much about the fact that there are no fans there. When the team's on the road and you're in studio, you don't notice at all that there's not a crowd in the visiting ballpark, wherever the Pirates are, in Kansas City last night. But that being said, it's great that we're working, and that's the main thing. We're so lucky that we get to go to work every day and do the jobs that we love. But I cannot wait until we are back at these ballparks, because it is not, to be honest with you, it's not a lot of fun. It's very difficult, and yeah, we're not used to it. It was okay. It was kind of like novel. The first few days, it was kind of interesting, something different. And now we've grown tired of it. I was on a phone call with a friend of mine who's the Royals broadcaster, Ryan Lefevre, and we were commiserating about this situation and the exact same thing. Like, for a couple days, it was new, it was different, and that wore off real quickly. And I think every broadcaster at Major League Baseball is very anxious for us to get back to our normal lives.
Yeah, because one of the things, and again, you've done a million games. My experience is limited, doing college basketball and stuff like that. But to me, the most fun thing is when you can play off the crowd. And I know that, you know, you can go back and listen to the best example is the Cueto game. But, you know, any time you got a full house, people are cheering, and you can, and as a broadcaster, your voice literally rises to the occasion when the crowd noise rises and there's excitement. and And is it weird, like, if something exciting happens, you know, Josh Bell hits a home run, for example, and you're at home and you're at PNC Park, can you actually hear your voice, like, echo around the ballpark because there's nobody there to absorb it? It seems like it would be kind of weird.
Again, I think they've done such a good job of mixing, you know, if we're on TV, Ricky Cubio, our sound guy, is phenomenal. He's one of the best in the business, and so he's able to make certain that doesn't happen. I will say, though, that there have been times when we've been on the road, when the team's been on the road, and I've heard other broadcasters, Dan McLaughlin of the St. Louis Cardinals, his TV booth is adjacent to ours, our visiting booth at Busch Stadium, and when we were in St. Louis, the Pirates were, and of course we're in the studios at AT&T, we could hear him broadcasting the Cardinal game from his TV booth, and so we had to eventually, it went on for a couple innings, eventually they fixed that, but for the most part that's not been an issue. But I will say that and you made mention of it, Jim, that you do play off the crowd, whether it's a big crowd and it's a big moment, whether you're home or on the road. But even like for television, Pete Toma, our director on AT&T Sportsnet, I don't know how he's doing it, because you know, a lot of times I want to say the crowd is a crutch, but the crowd is part of a telecast. You know, whether it's a tight game late and they're on their feet, or whether it's a blowout game. Either way, the Pirates are winning big, or the other team is beating the Pirates, and looking into the crowd, you're looking at, you know, goofy people having fun. Robbie and Smikowski, we sent him out to check out what went on when the guy grabbed a home run ball or whatever it might be. And it's just, it's a bull you can't get away from. That it's normal. It's not. It's anything but.
Well, the season certainly hasn't been normal. It's been weird. You know, if you break it up into thirds, and the first third was an absolute disaster. There's no other way to describe it. And even though there have been some, you know, the fielding hasn't been great, the base running hasn't been great, but at least, you know, over the next 20 games, they go 10-10. Where do you think this team is headed? There have been so many injuries. There are so many, you know, there are players that have grossly underachieved. You know, hey, we got Key Brian Hayes. But where do you think this team is headed here over the last third of the season?
You know, I don't want to sound like I really don't care about the wins and losses, because, you know, you want to win every game. But to me, it's almost meaningless winning a game right now. It's for me, it's all about watching these guys, who's going to be part of the team next year and part of the future of a winning ball club. I said from the very beginning, Jim, that this was the asterisk season of all asterisks in our lifetime. There will be nothing like it ever again. 60 games is not 162. I know they're going to go through the playoffs, and I'm rooting for that. I'm rooting for the completion of the season, the playoffs, the World Series, and all that. It'll be great, but it will always have a gigantic asterisk next to it. And if there was ever a season where the Pirates needed this this type of thing so that they could figure out what they had, Ben Cherington and Derek Shelton had no idea how much talent or what little talent they might have had on this team or in this organization. And it's almost a blessing in a weird, wacky way that we get this opportunity to let them see and to let them play. You know, I knew it right away, Jim, when game two of this season, think about this for a moment. The second game of the Pirates season, Cole Tucker started in right field. He had never sniffed the outfield in his life, including Little League. So that's all I needed to know about where this season was headed. And I'm all for it, because I think they could use this season as a stepping stone. It's a learning process for Shelton and the coaching staff and Ben Cherington. And, so I'm looking at individual guys. You mentioned Key Brian Hayes. Every night now that he's in that lineup, I cannot wait. I told John Wehner, I was on the radio side with Rock, and, between innings, he had just made that tremendous play, the bare hand play on the bunt to start the game, which, you know, we didn't get a chance to see how far back he was playing initially because, again, there are some limitations to what we can see. But we found out later he was playing back, and which made the play all that much better. But when we went to a commercial, I said, you know, I don't know if you're feeling this way. He's only been in the big leagues for a week. But any time I see a ball hit to the left side of the infield or toward the left side, I am really bummed out if it's a foul ball. Like the ball's chopped toward the third base coach, and it's a foul ball. I'm bummed because I want to see Key Brian Hayes make every play out there. He's that much fun to watch. He's he's obviously a huge part of the future. And I'm looking at each individual player to see where they're headed. Not necessarily as the team, the wins and losses, but who's going to be a big part of this future. And he is obviously one gigantic piece.
Yeah, there've been, I got to let you go. There've been so few games though that, you know, I don't know how they can figure out what they do have because of these other players that, you know, is it Brian Reynolds of 2019 or is it Brian Reynolds of 2020? And then Newman all of a sudden can't make a play in the field to save his life. And yet Cole Tucker, who is the best fielding middle infielder behind Eric Gonzalez, is now in the outfield. So, but I digress. Greg, thank you very much. I love chatting with you, and we'll have to try to make it a point to actually get together one of these times just to hang out.
Jim, I really look forward to that, and thanks for having me on. Radio Gold, Jim, Radio Gold.
No, the Radio Gold is you, Greg. I'm a Radio Bronze. I think maybe I would go that far. Thank you very much.
Hey,
appreciate it.
Talking with you. Okay.
All right, Greg. Greg Bronze is great. It really is.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.